Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Anoint me, Lord, today. We need a fresh anointing, Lord. We just need another touch from you. Anoint us on today, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. We glorify your name. We are here, God, seeking your face, oh God. We are seeking your face and we are seeking a fresh anointing to be poured out from heaven upon us, oh God, as we gather as your church, as your people on one accord on today. So God, even as New Creation Christian Ministries and all those others, Father God, who are part of your glorious kingdom, assemble ourselves on today, God. We just ask that you will anoint this place, anoint this virtual sanctuary, oh God. Pour out your anointing in this place, oh God. Even as Pastor Anthony comes and begins to open up the prayer service, oh God, even as the prayer warriors are assembled, oh God, and assembling themselves on today, we just ask that you come in a mighty way and have your way. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it. We ask you to prepare your heart. Prepare your hearts for prayer for those of you who are here live and those of you who are listening via the archive. We ask that you prepare your hearts as we go before the Lord in prayer. Just a reminder to New Creation Christian Ministries, ministry team, laborers, those who labor with us in prayer, we ask that you press 1 as you enter the sanctuary, that you press 1 so that we can know that you are here and ready to pray. Amen. And if you are not able to pray at this time, that is fine. We just thank you for pressing and being here. Amen. Hallelujah. So God bless you. Let us enter into the presence of the Most High God. Receive our Pastor Anthony Simmons as he comes.
To God be all the glory. This is his day he has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. And that third proverb, according, hallelujah, to King Solomon, the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not into thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor, help us, Holy Ghost. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth.
Yes.
Happy, help us God, happy is the man that findeth wisdom and the man that getteth understanding. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we pray tonight,
yes, Lord,
we pray, Lord, that those few verses, along with the other prayers tonight, will come to life in our lives. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, the word says.
Yes,
help us to trust you in this hour.
Yes,
help us to believe in the name of Jesus and the power of his might. You said, according to your word, it will be not by power, not by might, but by thy spirit, yes, saith the Lord.
Yes.
And right now, we thank you for the invisible spirit of Almighty God.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, that we will not lean to our own understanding. But in all of our ways, Lord, tonight, we came to acknowledge you. We are praying in the name of Jesus tonight. We are leaning on the blood of Jesus tonight.
Lord.
We are believing in the power of the invisible Holy Spirit tonight,
yes,
that dwells on the inside of every believer according to the Hallelujah. The book of John, Lord, greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. So, Lord, help us not to be wise in our own eyes and in our own wisdom. But, Lord, help us in the name of Jesus to not lean to our own understanding. So we thank you in the name of Jesus as we pray tonight that, Lord, we're going to lean on you and not the arm of flesh. We're going to lean on your word, and we're going to believe and stand on the word of God tonight, that all things are working together according to the good for those who love you and for those who have been called according to your purpose. Lord, there is purpose on our lives. Lord, in the name of Jesus, before we were in our mother's womb, you called us. So, Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus that you would minister to this prayer. Lord, bring families back together. Lord, bring households to order. In the name of Jesus. Father, the enemy is after your church, trying to tear it down. But you said, according to your word, the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church of the living God. So we thank you as new creation has gathered on this prayer line. We thank you as the people of God, represented in so many cities and so many families and so many vocations, as we come together in the name of Almighty Jesus, because you said with two or more, if they are gathered in your name, Lord, help us to put down, glory be to God, our own, in the name of Jesus, our own concerns. Help us to be concerned about the kingdom of God. Help us to put you first, because your word says, hallelujah, love the Lord God with all your might, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. That's why we are here. We are praying for one another because we love the people of God. We are praying for the heathen because we love the heathen. We are praying for the pagan world because we love the pagan world. We are praying for the ungodly because we love the ungodly. We are praying for the household of faith because you said judgment shall begin with the believer. Judgment shall begin with the Christian. Judgment shall begin in the household of faith. So, Lord, help us not to walk in the spirit of hypocrisy, but help our yea be yea and our nay be nay. Help us, Lord, to be committed. This is a year of commitment. Many people are going through, but we're committed. Many people have a lot on their plate, but we are committed. Many people are wearing many hats, but we are committed. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you for everybody on this prayer line. Our hand is on the plow, and we're not looking back. In the name of Jesus, we're standing on the wall for our families. We are standing on the wall tonight for our communities. We are standing on the wall tonight for the people in the hospital beds. We are standing on the wall tonight for every person who is incarcerated and in prison, behind prison walls. We are, in the name of Jesus, praying for the homeless person that is walking the streets of every city. We are praying tonight for that runaway teenager and that child, Lord, that have not found peace in a household that will protect them. We are praying, Lord, for the lady of the night. We are praying for the drug dealer. We are praying in the name of Jesus for the preacher, Lord, that glory be to God, is using a pulpit for personal gain. We are praying, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for every parishioner that's missing, why they have the call and grace of God on their life. So, Lord, as we pray tonight, we are tearing down strongholds in the name of the Lord. We are tearing down brick by brick the kingdom of darkness. We are tearing down, as we preached it on Sunday, the chains that are being broken off of our lives. I feel the Holy Ghost. The curse has been broken. That curse of alcoholism, that curse of poverty, that curse of sickness and disease, that curse of lack and famine, we right now break it in the name of, glory be to God. Lord, help us. Help us. us, Lord, to lean not into our own understanding, even not despising the chastening and correction of God on our personal lives. Lord, help us to get our lives in order. Help us to lay down sin, which so easily beset us, in the weight, which so easily gets us off course. In the name of Jesus, you're calling for obedience in this hour. You're calling for holiness in this hour. You're calling for righteousness in this hour. So, Lord, help us to get our lives in order. Help us to get our minds stayed on Jesus. Help us to be transformed by the renewing of our minds on tonight. Because as a man or woman thinketh, so is he or she. Lord, you said if we come to you, we'll bear much fruit. But apart from you, we can do nothing. I thank you for every family that has been blessed through new creation. I thank you for every, glory be to God, every person who has sat under the word of God through that local house, Lord. I thank you that their life has been radically changed. Lord, help us to walk in a spirit of humility. There go I, but by the grace of God, Lord, help us in the name of Jesus to have an attitude of gratitude. Help us to have a spirit of thanksgiving on tonight. Help us in the name of Jesus be reminded that goodness and mercy are following us all the days of our lives. So, Lord, we called in our robbery to pray tonight. We came on purpose to pray tonight. Many soldiers are falling by the wayside. Many, glory be to God, generals are falling by the wayside. Many in the army of God, Lord, are missing the kingdom mandate that's on their lives. So, Lord, I thank you. Even though we're in the day that the very elect of God is being deceived, I thank you in the name of Jesus that we open up our spiritual eyes according to the scripture that I read tonight and open up our spiritual understanding and stop going against one another, but being on the same accord in the name of Jesus. Any kingdom standing not together and is divided shall surely fall. So I thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord, as we come on one accord tonight, that marriages will be restored, that those who are sick in their body will recover, that those who need jobs, Lord, will find gainful employment, that those in the name of Jesus with the call of God on their lives will understand in the name of Jesus the mandate of the kingdom. So, Lord, I thank you. In the name of Jesus, that eye has not seen, nor has ear heard, nor has it entered into our hearts, what God is going to do for those who call upon the name of the Lord. So, Lord, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So, Lord, we thank you for our daily bread on tonight. We thank you for forgiving us for our trespasses tonight. We thank you for the forgiveness of our sins, known and unknown. Oh, Lord, we are sinners tonight, saved by grace. We are sinners tonight, saved by your mercy. All have fallen short, your word says, of the glory of Almighty God. So, Lord, when we're in error, give us the grace to repent. When we're in error, give us the fortitude, Lord, to apologize. When we're in error, Lord, help us to confess our sins, because you are God who is faithful and just to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Your word says, confessing our faults one to another that we might be healed. Your word says that iron sharpens iron. Your word says, Lord be to God, that they'll know that we are your disciples because of our love for one another. Oh, Lord, help us to walk in more love. Help us to walk in more understanding toward one another, because your word says we're sounding brass or we're tingling cymbal and we don't walk in love. What does it do us to have the gift of prophecy? What does it do us to have the gift of preaching? What does it do us to have the gift of money in the name of Jesus if we have not love? Lord, help us not to put the gift before God. Help us not to put in the name of Jesus our agenda before God. Help us in the name of Jesus to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God on tonight, and you'll exalt us in due season. So, Lord, I thank you. Glory be to God that the steps of the good man and the good woman that's on this prayer line tonight are ordered by the Lord. Satan, the devil, you are a liar. You are a thief. You are a killer, and you are a destroyer. And the Lord rebuke you tonight. You have the spirit of deception, deceiving God's people. And we come against you with the blood of Jesus on tonight. I feel God. We come against you, Satan, that spirit of Antichrist. We come against you tonight in the name of Jesus. And we say the blood of Jesus shall prevail. We say to Roshabo Okabata, we say the blood of Jesus on every family on this prayer line. We plead the blood over our jobs. We plead the blood over our bodies. We plead the blood of Jesus over our church, the new creation church family. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for spiritual covering. We thank you for angelic host that's over our lives on tonight. We thank you for the guardian angel that protects us on a daily basis. We thank you for the Holy Ghost that we shall not grieve it in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you, and I praise you, and I magnify your name on tonight. Lord, there's none like you. So as we continue in a spirit of prayer tonight, as we continue, Lord, to intercede tonight as intercessors, you said, can you not pray with me for 1 hour? So, Lord, we are here to pray for 1 hour tonight. We're here to lay down in the name of Jesus in the spirit realm and say, Lord, have your way. So as my wife, Pastor Rebecca, praise, Lord. Help us to come on one accord and that you might get the glory. Help us to believe by faith that you're working that situation out. With man, it might be impossible, but you said with God, all things are possible. Help us to believe your word on tonight. Help our unbelief on tonight in the name of Jesus. For you said we shall walk by faith and not by sight.
Yes, God.
So, Lord, help us to believe you. Help us not to lean on our own understanding. And help us to become people of faith. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we just continue in the spirit of prayer and the spirit of humility on tonight, God. Lord, we worship you. Hallelujah. And we magnify your name. You alone are worthy to be praised. And God, there is none like you. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are, God. Lord, we worship you. We magnify your name. We exalt thee, O Lord. We praise ye, O God. Your name shall continually be praised, O God. Hallelujah. In the sanctuary, O God. Hallelujah. We will bless your name at all times, and your praise shall continually be in our mouths, O God. Hallelujah. No matter what we're going through, God, yet will we praise you. No matter what's going on in our homes and with our families, God, we will continually praise you. God, no matter what the devil brings against us, we will keep on praising you, O God, because we realize that there is power in our praise. So today, God, tonight, God, we come on one accord.
Yes.
We come to have an upper room, a spirit. O God, we knit our hearts not after man, but after you, O God. We lift our hearts up unto you, O God. We lay ourselves on your altar, O God. Even as we lay prostrate on the altar on tonight, God, we say, Lord, if you can use anything, use us, O God. Lord, we come together as your humble servants, Father God, coming together in prayer, God, seeking your face, O God. O God, we ask that your Holy Spirit will pour out the anointing in this place, O God. We ask, Father God, that you would lay your hands on each and every one of us under the sound of my voice. God, we need another touch from you. There are some coming, Father God, believing for healing, O God. And you said in your words that by your stripes we are healed, O God. So we thank you, Lord, that healing is the children's bread, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for divine healing on tonight, God. Oh, God, touch Sister April, oh, God. Touch her children. Touch her husband, oh, God. Father God, minister to that family on tonight, God.
Yes.
Lord, minister healing and hope, encouragement, oh, God, and joy and peace to that family on tonight, God. Lord, only you know, only you know what they're walking through, God. So, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that that is your woman of God. That is your woman servant, oh, God. Lord, touch Sister April on tonight. Touch her children, oh, God. Father God, touch her finances, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we lift her up to you on tonight, God. We break and tear open the roof of every barrier, oh, God, that tries to present itself in her life, oh, God. And we thank you, Lord, for making a way out of no way, God. We thank you, Lord, for turning that situation around what the devil meant for evil, oh, God. We thank you that you already turned it around for her good, oh, God. Thank you for the testimony of her mother's life, oh, God, that you are yet healing cancer, oh, God. So, Lord, we just thank you for the praise report that she gave a couple of weeks ago, God, that by your stripes her mother is healed and made whole. Lord, we just thank you on tonight, God, for Sister Rita Leek, oh, God, laying up in the hospital, God. We thank you, Lord, for divine healing, divine manifestation, God. Lord, we thank you for saving her life, God. Even as we were praying on last week, even as her appendix was rupturing, oh, God, that the devil tried to snuff out her life, God. Ha! Hallelujah! 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 We thank you that the devil is defeated in the name of Jesus, that Satan has no power over her life, that she is indeed more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus, that she is the child of the Most High God, and that healing is the children's bread. We thank you, Lord, for the pain being diminished. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that there is no residue, even though no toxins in her body, God. We thank you, Lord, that there will be no setbacks or repercussions, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And even as we lift her up, we lift up Bishop Donald Hilliard Jr. to you on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for getting him to the hospital and just in the nick of time, God. We thank you. We come against sepsis and for contamination of the blood, my God. Even as I spoke that word on last week, that there was a spirit of contamination coming against the people of God, and these two saints were attacked by that spirit. We bind up Satan right now in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of contamination trying to hit the blood and the vital organs of the people of God. We declare total healing right now. I declare by the power invested in me as a prophet, as a priest of the Most High God, I declare total healing in the name of Jesus. I pray for Sister Carmen right now, God. Touch her body. Touch her body. Touch. Oh, God. Touch. Oh, God. Touch her right now. Lay your hands on her, God. Touch her right now. Begin to manifest healing, God. Heal her right. I come against the attack of the devil, trying to touch her body, trying to attack her body, even as she suffered from the stomach virus, and even as she had bodily chills on Sunday. We declare and decree, I declare and I decree that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, she is healed in the name of Jesus. I bind up Satan off of her household. I cover her husband, her sons, her daughter, her grandchildren with the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. I plead the blood of Jesus over her household right now. And we send a special blessing to her house. We send a special blessing to her marriage. We send a special blessing over her finances. We send a special blessing over her mind. We send a special blessing over her spirit, the spirit man. And we declare and decree, God, that she is growing and expanding in the things of God. And Lord, we just thank you for filling her up with your precious Holy Ghost. Lord, continue to fill her up in the name of Jesus. And Lord, each and every individual that we lifted up to you on today, even in the area of sickness, we thank you that we are saved from the power of Satan. We are saved from the power of sickness. We are saved and set free from the power of sin. And we are saved and set free from the power of death. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. And we worship you on tonight, God. Lord, we seek your face on tonight, God, because we know in your presence there is fullness of joy. There is fullness of power. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for every person under the sound of my voice. Oh God, hallelujah. I pray for every person that's under the sound of my voice and every person that is affiliated with New Creation Christian Ministries. I pray for every individual that is affiliated with this church and with this ministry on tonight. And I declare total victory over their lives right now in the name of Jesus. And I pull down the riches and the blessings from heaven. I pull down blessings over their lives right now in the name of Jesus. God is releasing a special blessing over your life on tonight. Get ready to receive, says the Lord. Get ready to receive. God says, open up your hands tonight and release anything that is not conducive to my plan and my purpose for your life. The Lord will say to you on tonight, say of the Most High God, that he is shifting some things in your life, that there is a shaking taking place. There is a great shaking taking place. And God will say to you on tonight that everything that is not like him shall be shaken off of you on tonight. This is the season that God is pruning. God says, I am pruning. I am pruning and I am burning some stuff up. I am igniting my fire. God says, I will not have you to be lukewarm. I will not have you to be cold, but I will have you to be filled with fire and filled with power and filled with purpose. God will say unto you tonight, do not be distracted by the naysayers. Do not be distracted by those who are coming against you. None of my caution. Do not be distracted by people who talk about you. Do not put your mind or make a God out of your enemies. Yes, love your enemies. Yes, love your enemies. But take them off of the pedestal. Take them off of my throne, says the Lord. Do not be distracted by your children who disrespect you. Do not be distracted by your spouse who does not know how to treat you. Do not be distracted by your members, the members of the church who are coming against you. Do not be distracted, says the Lord. God says, put your mind on Jesus. Keep your eyes stayed on me, says God. I am releasing blessings in your life. If you will stay focused, if you will stay on the right path, if you will not go to the right, if you will not go to the right, if you will not go to the left, if you will not go to the left, says the Lord, but if you will keep your feet stayed on the path of righteousness, do not grow weary in well doing. This is not the time to get tired and quit, says the Lord. Do not grow weary. Do not grow weary. Continue to fill yourself with my word. Continue to fill your mind with my word. Hear what God is saying on you today. Stay on purpose. Stay committed. Stay focused. Stay connected, huh? Stay connected, says the Lord. I am about to show up and show out in the middle of that situation. There is going to be no lack. My God, there is no lack. Thank you, Jesus. There is no lack in your life. The devil has been deceiving you, says God. But I have already spoken in my word, and it shall come to pass. Get ready for the release. Release. You release first. Release everything. Release the sin. Release the anger. Release the unforgiveness. Release the pain. Release the bitterness. Release it, says God. Open up your hands. Surrender, ha! Surrender to me, says God. Open up your hands. Lift up your hands unto heaven. Surrender to me. because I am about to release blessings in your life. Weeping may endure for a night. Some of you have been crying. Some of you have been crying and wailing before me. And I told you in my word that if you cry unto me and if you call unto me, that I will hear from heaven and I will answer you. Don't get tired of praying. Don't get tired of calling to me. I am the God that hears your prayers. I am your God. And you are my people. And every word, hear God, every word that I have spoken over your life pertaining to you and pertaining to your children, yes, I will save your children, says the Lord. Yes, I will deliver your children. Yes, I will set the captives free. Yes, I will clear up that financial situation. I am releasing the money that you need to pay those bills. I am releasing prosperity in your life for my glory, for my glory, for my glory. I am releasing healing, says God. I am releasing power. Open up your hands. Surrender. Open up your hands and receive the great release, says God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you for your word, that you have released to your people. I thank you for your people who are humbled and submitted, Father God, under your mighty hand. And even as you are pouring out the latter rain, God, we thank you, Lord, for raining down on us tonight. We thank you, rain down, release your power, oh God. Release your power, release your power, release your anointing, release your anointing, release your anointing on us tonight, God. We can do nothing without you. Without you, we are nothing. We can be nothing. We can have nothing. We can do nothing of substance, God. So release your power. Release your power, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I lift up Prophetess Auntie Singletary on you, to you on tonight, God. Lord, I release this woman, Father God, servant, Father God. Oh, God, I lift her up unto you. Release her unto you on tonight, God. Father God, Father God, I ask, Father God, that you will impart a fresh anointing upon her, even as she has poured out mightily, oh, God, over this last few months, God, by being a keeper of the sheep, oh, God, being a shepherd for your sheep, oh, God, being a itinerant pastor to your sheep, oh God. Lord, we ask, Father God, that you will that you will anoint her afresh and anew, God. We bind up the hand of Satan. We come against every religious spirit. We come against every demon on assignment. I cut off every plan of the devil against her life, against her assignment, oh God, against her anointing, God. And I declare and decree on today, God, that she is filled afresh and anew. With your power, with your anointing. Lord, put new running in her feet, God. Lord, restore unto her the power that she has poured out. Restore unto her the virtue, God, that she has poured out unto your people. God, I come against every backlash, every backbiting, every tongue that will raise up against her, oh God. And I declare and decree, oh God, that she is free to go forth, Father God, in power. I break every chain. I break every chain. I break every chain off of this woman of God, off of her life, God, off of the ministry that you have put in her belly, God, off of the assignment that you have given her, oh God. And Lord, right now we restore, we break every chain, we bind up Satan off of her and everything that you have for her, God. What you have for her is for her, and no devil in hell, no demon on assignment can come against it. In Jesus' name, so restore, God. Your hands on the touch of God. Anoint her. Breathe on her. Breathe on her afresh and anew, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, fill every member of New Creation Christian Ministries with your power. Let them get a revelation of who you are. Lord, let them be filled with the presence of the Holy Ghost. Lord, fill them with the joy, Father God, because the joy of the Lord is their strength. Lord, renew their minds, oh God, so that they can, Father God, know your perfect, good, and acceptable will. Father God, let them stir up the gifts in their belly.
families. Father God, continue to give them a mind to serve. Fill their hands with prosperity, God. Father God, bless them to be a blessing. Father God, bless their households, their marriages, their children, Father God, their homes, oh God. Father God, bless their workplaces and bless the labor of their hands, even as they work first to build up your kingdom and to build up your household of faith over at 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. And let that extend out beyond the walls of the church, Father God, to each and every person as partners with this ministry. Bless the President of the United States, all that stand in the cabinet, all in government, oh God, all in the mayoral offices and the office of governor across the United States of America. Bless and bless and bless indeed. Bless Pastor Emily and myself as we continue to do your work. And Lord, bless our household. Bless our children, God. And at the end of this prayer, as you continue, Father God, to be with us, oh God, hallelujah, as we pray for those who will submit prayer requests on tonight, God, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you that we're two or more gathered in your name, that you are with us, oh God. Father God, we just thank you and we praise you on tonight. Touch Evangelist Elizabeth Page, oh God, touch her eyes, oh God, anoint her afresh and anew, oh God. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, God. We praise you and we thank you. Lord, we cry out to you. We worship you. Hallelujah. We worship you. Bless every entity of this ministry. Bless the Woman to Woman to Man show. Bless the church over at 87 First Street. Bless, Father God, the Woman to Woman Empowerment Group, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bless, oh God, hallelujah, the noonday service, oh God, and bless this time of intercessory prayer, God. Bless the 500,000 souls here and abroad that will be won on this year, oh God, for your marvelous kingdom. So we just thank you and we praise you, even as we continue in this prayer line, even as we continue to pray. And God, we give you the glory. God bless Kiva Renee, oh God, even in the chat room, oh God, who is joined and knit together with us in prayer, God, even as she is there. God bless the ministry that you've called her to do, God, even as she heard the call to come and pray and came, oh God. Lord, we just bind up Satan, we bind up the hand of Satan, Father God, off of what you have given her to do, God, off of the work that you put to her hands, even before she was yet in her mama's belly, oh God. We thank you, God, that there will be no premature birthing. There will be no abortion and there will be no murder, oh God. Oh God, hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus, oh God, for what she's given birth to in this season. Bless her household. Give her the money. God is releasing money, money, money. You've been praying for Kiva Renee for a release of money and God is releasing money into your hands. Mama, open up your hands and say, I receive it today, God. And everybody that's believing God for money, just open up your hands and say, I receive it today. Lift up your faith. God says, if you can believe, if you can yet believe, keep believing. Your faith has gotten faint. But I pray for an increase of your faith on tonight, that you will not grow weary in even believing. God, every need is met, Kiva. Every need is met. God says every need is met according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. So, Lord, thank you. Thank you. I speak healing over that area right now. God says you are healed. By his stripes you are healed. The devil is a liar. The doctor's report is not, he can only speak what he sees. But God says, I go beyond what you can see with the natural eye, and I declare and decree today that you are healed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So, Father, we praise you for that person who, Father God, is struggling with that sickness at that doctor's report. And we thank you for divine healing on today, God, that they are already healed. Yes. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus.
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 Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes, God.
And it came to pass that he was praying in a certain place.
Yes, God. Yes, Lord.
And when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples.
My God.
And we are here tonight.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Disciplined in the area of praying.
My God.
Caller, I see that hand.
Hallelujah.
We have a full switchboard tonight. We're going to open up the prayer line tonight.
Hallelujah.
If you need specific prayer, we are in this certain place, like Jesus was in that certain place. And they saw the discipline of prayer and the power of prayer on Jesus. And they saw the fruit from his disciplined prayer life. So as we pray tonight, believe that God is going to honor us as we honor him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we pray for our daughter Kayla as she requested prayer tonight. She's going into her midterm during this high school year. So, Lord, open up her understanding. Thank you for her intellect. Thank you for her academic wisdom, Lord, to prevail in all of her courses. We thank you in the name of Jesus that she will excel, pass every test with excellent grades. And we thank you, Lord, that you open up her mind, bring back to remembrance everything that she needs to recall on this week and next week. And we thank you for favor, Lord, even as she goes into this midterm season in her high school year, Lord. So we thank you for Kayla. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Area code 919, I see you, but area code 856, your mic is open. Is that a prayer request? 856.
Yes, it is a prayer request. I'm just pray for me, because I'm at a point in my life where I don't want to start crying, but I am losing my faith. I came in when the young lady was talking about losing faith. I've been saved for over 20-something years, and it seems like I keep repeating the same thing over and over again. And so last year, I prayed about it, and I asked God to take it away. And I started fasting, and I was praying about it. And now I'm here again in the same position. I'm living saved. I'm holy. I'm celibate. And I don't know what else to do. And I was fasting, and I came off my fast. I'm like, why am I fasting? Why am I praying? When the same things are happening to me over and over again, I'm not in the world. I'm trying to do what's right, and it's just not working out. And just to be specific, I'm always having problems with work, and I don't know why. It seems like every time God blesses me, something really bad happens. And so last year I was on a job where my boss literally told me, I had to bind him up in the middle of a meeting because he said to me, I'm doing witchcraft. So I began to pray and seek God and say, Lord, take me out of this job. And so I thought he did, because I used to do things on my own. And I said, okay, I'll never do nothing on my own. I went on a 3-day fast. Then I took a leave of absence, and I just laid in the presence of God. And I asked God to remove me, because there was so much hatred. So in April, I started a new job. And out of nowhere, for no apparent reason, I got laid off. And I'm like, Lord, I don't know what to do anymore. I'm so tired of being here. I ask God for simple things, like I want to finish my degree. I want to finish at seminary, and there's always something hindering it, and I don't know why. What am I doing wrong? I don't know anymore. I'm living saved. I'm living holy. I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm not going out on my own doing things. I'm seeking God before these things, and I don't know what else to do. And I'm crying because when I got laid off, I went on a fast, and then the other day I woke up, I'm like, why am I fasting and praying for the same thing? I'm tired. I'm at the point where I'm tired, and I don't know, because I'm seeking God, and it don't seem like nothing is happening, and I just came off of the fast, and I'm like in this stubborn position now, saying, well, Lord, if you want something to happen, you got to move, because I've been moving for the last 20-something years, and I don't see your hand moving in my life. And every time something good happens, something bad happens, and I do what's right. If I didn't do what's right, I wouldn't be hurting. But I'm so hurt because I feel like God has turned his back on me, and I don't want to fast anymore. I don't want to pray anymore. I'm so tired. And here I am again. I've worked all my life, and now I'm in a battle with unemployment. I shouldn't be on unemployment. I should not be on unemployment. I'm supposed to be working. And let me say this before somebody jump in and be wrong. I was paying tithes every month. I was taking $1,000 out of my check and putting it in an account for ministry. So that's not the issue either, and that's why I'm angry, because everything, the last time I did what God said to do, and even in ministry, I said, Lord, I need your help. I don't know where to go. I don't know where to preach. I don't know. I know the call on my life, but I don't know where to go, Lord. I need your help. Guide me. Put the right people in my life. And it seemed like he didn't answer any of those prayers. And today, I have to be honest, I am angry. I'm angry because I felt like I've given up everything. I've given up my life. I don't even date because I'm so afraid of offending God. And so, but I don't know what to do anymore. I'm going to shut up, but I don't know what to do anymore.
Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah. And as you were, God bless you, my sister.
God bless you. As you were
speaking, the Lord showed me just now, weeping may endure for a night, but joy truly does come in the morning. And truly that word was for you. This is Prophetess Rebecca Simmons, Pastor Rebecca Simmons. And truly that word was for you. Do not grow weary, my sister, in well doing, for in due season you shall reap. You are under attack. You're under a spiritual attack. Your weapons or your warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. There's a stronghold that has been set up against your life. Hallelujah. By the devil. We fight not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual principalities, wickedness, and dark evil places that are coming against you and the plan of God for your life, even in your place of employment, especially in your place of employment. I also see there being problems with you in the church, leadership. Amen. I see there being problems with you. Not only have you been hurt in the church, in the workplace, but you have been hurt in the church. And
I don't even go to church anymore. That's right.
I see it. And there have been strongholds that have been set against you, and actually there are word curses. And today I break every word curse that has been spoken against you in the name of Jesus. And I break every chain, every stronghold. The Lord showed me he's breaking every chain. He's breaking every chain off of your life. And the Lord says, as you cry out to me, I will hear you. And that's why you're here on tonight, because God sent you here just for tonight to hear this prayer over your life and to hear this prophetic word declare over your wife, over your life, that God has a very specific plan. I don't know your name, didn't ask for your name, don't know you, but I can see that God has a specific plan for your life, and that is why the attack has come against you in such a mighty way. What the devil does, my husband said it earlier, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Ha! And what has happened is the devil has come to steal, kill, and destroy and annihilate you to keep you from birthing out what God has put in your womb. As a matter of fact, he wants to have a stillborn birth take place in your ministry. Hallelujah. And God is saying to you on today, my sister, do not quit. Do not grow weary. There is a spirit of Herod coming against you, a spirit of Herod coming to kill off what is in your womb. And God said, you shall not abort. You shall not give premature birth. You shall not have a stillborn ministry, but you shall go forth and do all that I have called you to do. Don't worry about the money, says the Lord. I open doors that no man can close, and I close doors that no man can open. And God says, behold, yet I do a new thing. You have never been here before because you have never been where God is taking you. My God. God says you are in a new place. It's a crushing place. You are in a crushing place, but you shall endure, says the Lord. You shall come out, and you shall come forth as pure gold, because you are faithful. God says, because you have been faithful, and because you have diligently sought me, I am a rewarder of those who diligently seek me. God says, I am not a man that I should lie, and I have not lied to you. And your anger, my God, right now is forgiven, says God. My God, God even understands you have been, the devil has tried to bring you under condemnation, my sister, because of your anger. He has tried to be, because you have gotten angry at God. And you have to release. When I was talking about opening up your hands and surrender, that word was for you. You have to open up your hands and surrender to God and release. Not just, and not that you haven't been working, walking with the Lord, not that you haven't been holy, you're doing everything right. You feel like you're dotting every I and crossing every T. But it's coming to the place where it's just like you are doing. And God said, what I need you to do is release it to me. My God, I need you to release that effort and that energy. I need you to give it back to me. I need you to give back me back your yes. My God, God says, I need you to give me back your yes. My God, you have the call of evangelist on your life. You also have the call of God speaks to you prophetically.
Yes, he does.
He speaks to you prophetically. So you see, God said, you know
That's
me.
Right.
And I you face to face. So you know me, and what the devil wants to do is block. He wants to block the pathways and close down the he wants to close down the pathway of communication. My God, he wants to close down the pathway of communication to get you to sin in your anger. The Lord says, be angry and sin now. It's time for you to release that anger. Hallelujah. God has not done this to you. It is the devil who has done this to you. And he is a great deceiver. And God says, come back to me. Come back to me. Come back to me. And I want to say this again. God is sending you to a church home. He's sending you to a place of safety, a safe place. There is a safe place. I don't know where you're located, but there is a safe place that God has already prepared. My God, that God has already prepared for you. Go to, and when you get off this line, go to Revelations 12. The Lord himself telling me to tell you, woman of God, to go to Revelations chapter 12 and read that chapter, because it talks about the safe place that God prepared for the woman in the wilderness after she came up under an intense attack from the devil. So God says he has prepared a safe place for you in the wilderness. Hallelujah. Let me pray for you. Father God, I thank you for this woman servant. Hallelujah. I thank you for this woman of God that you have sent here on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for my sister prophet. I thank you, Lord, for this evangelist that you have sent forth to preach the gospel. I'm not cautioning. And God says, don't worry about how you're going to do what I have called you to do. My God, hallelujah. Do not look to do what I have ordained and put on you to do in your own effort, says the God. I have opened up the doors already. All you have to do, says God, is continue to walk with me. Continue to walk in total obedience and faith. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for the doors that are opening before her. I thank you for the safe place that you have already prepared for her in the wilderness, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you. I see a great light shining on your life. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for the light that's coming forth in the darkness. There is light at the end of the tunnel. My God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, God says the places that you have been displaced from, I allowed it because I did not place you there, but yet I am placing you in the place for your prosperity. I am placing you in the place for your prosperity. My God. Hallelujah. And no man is going to be able to shut this door, says God, because it is a divine door that has been opened, that has already been opened by me. So, Lord, I just thank you for my sister. I thank you for doors being opened before her, even in the ways of employment. Father God, I thank you for the doors being opened, even by way of ministry, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I bind up the spirit of oppression. I come against the spirit that's trying to bind her up and trying to keep her, Father God, from moving into the fullness of what you have already prepared for her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for a fresh anointing, fresh oil, my God. There is a flask over your head. There is a
the horn over your head right now, my sister, and God, Mama Kushana Makashana, is anointing you with fresh oil. Oh my God, Shola Kena, there is oil being released. There is oil being poured down on you. There's new wine being released for your life. There's a fresh anointing, my God, being poured out on you. In the name of Jesus, I bind up the spirit of frustration, my God, in the name of Jesus, the spirit of Herod has come against this woman of God, and God, we release, my God. My God, her to go forth, hallelujah, in the fresh anointing of God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I just thank you for what you're doing in her life, that every yoke has been destroyed, not just broken, but destroyed, in the name of Jesus. Dry every tear. We thank you for morning. God says it's morning. It is morning. Hallelujah. As I began, when I first began to speak to you, my sister, the Lord would say to you, that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And God is releasing this word over your life that it is indeed morning. So walk in the newness of your life. Walk in the newness of the day. My God, this is your third day. This is the day of resurrection. Huh. My God, it's been broken. Huh. Every curse I break. My God, I break it off in the name of Jesus. Everything that's tried to attach itself to her, I break it off. Every demon on assignment, I cast you back into the pit of hell in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you for our sister, and her life in Jesus' name, the newness of life, that third day anointing that she's getting ready to walk in Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Get your praise back. God says just pray for them. Begin to praise him. You get ready to break. You get ready to touch and agree with this. You got to touch and agree with this word. Go ahead and touch and agree with it. Go ahead and praise God. Forget about who else is here. This is about you and God. Go ahead and praise God. We got time. Go ahead and praise him. Go ahead and get your praise back. Give them back your yes. Give them back your yes. Repent. God, I repent. My God, even for my anger. And I'm coming back. I'm coming back. I'm back, God. I'm coming back stronger. I'm coming back. With more zeal. I'm coming back with more fervor. I'm mad as hell at the devil right now, at the devil. And God, I give you back my yes in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and give him back your yes. God's going to use you. God is going to use you. The devil is a liar. It's not over.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God, it's not over. It's not over.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. We rebuke you in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead and praise them.
Go ahead and praise
them. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Get back your joy. Get back your anointing.
Hallelujah.
That can make me stop loving you.
Thank
God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Because you have been faithful.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Pour it out fresh oil.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm healing, God. Thank you for healing. I'm healing you right now.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for healing, God.
Hallelujah.
Heal that broken heart.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Heal that disappointed heart.
Thank
heal that discouraged
Jesus.
Heart, oh God. Hallelujah. Mama Makoshele, aka Shana, Mama, Mama, Mama. Thank you for the heart of flesh. Thank you for taking our heart, giving your heart transplants,
oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah.
The devil tried to get your heart to be stony and filled with rock,
thank you, Jesus.
Rocky
thank
places.
You, Jesus.
I give
thank
you a new
Jesus.
Heart, a heart of flesh. Let them question of all that church. I cut it off to you in the name of Jesus. I break up the fallow ground. You got to love. Your anointing comes from the love.
You
got to keep loving. The devil wants to chop, chop. Tie up your anointing, my God, in the name of Jesus. So my sister, my husband said you received it. We felt that thing. We felt that
Amen.
Breakthrough.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Go
thank
forth.
You,
my God,
thank
stay connected
you.
With us, Pastor Rebecca Simmons. I'm on Facebook.
You,
my website. Everything's there on the page. Let us continue to pray with you. If you need to talk, stay connected. You can contact me, and we will stay connected, and we will help you walk through this. You already got the victory.
Amen.
You just need somebody to help you walk through this thing that you can trust.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God bless you, and connect with me.
862. I sent you a request. I just looked at it, but you never responded to my Facebook because you had posted something. And I don't know what you had posted, and it got my attention. I sent you a friend request. I forgot what it
was. Okay. I'll be looking for that tonight. And we're
Amen.
Connected now. We're connected.
Yes.
We are connected. I'm in your corner.
Amen.
We're in
Thank
your
you.
Corner. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Amen.
Okay.
God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Man, my sister, continue to listen. To God be the glory. Call it 919. I see that hand. We get ready to open up your microphone, but my sister, God will never put on you more than what
yes.
you can bear.
Woo.
If God allowed it, you can handle
my
it.
God, my
Hallelujah.
God,
I pray
God.
In the name of Jesus that she was encouraged,
Jesus.
That everybody on this prayer line would be encouraged them tonight.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
We are all
God.
Fighting the good fight of faith, and God is going to get
Jesus.
The glory.
Jesus.
The devil is still a liar.
Yes.
Area code
yes.
919. Your mic is open.
My
Area
God.
Code 919.
Hallelujah.
What's on your heart tonight?
God bless you, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor. This is Pastor Sharita. I have two things, and one is just needed prayer, touch and agree, just believing God for a breakthrough for me and my children. And the other is also when Pastor Rebecca was praying for the woman of God, God had dropped something just a little song in my spirit to sing to her, and I just want to encourage her, so that's all I have to say.
Amen. We release you to do that, prophetess. God bless you. Go forth.
He just gave me half of the lyrics, but he's still dealing with me with the rest, but this is for the woman of God that you were praying for. It's not over until God says it's over. He's right there with you. He created you to stand and hold on to his word. 'Cause his promises are yeah and amen. It's not over
God.
Until God says it's over. He created you to stand and stand on his word. And that's just for the woman of God.
Amen, 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 hallelujah.
Father, in the name of Jesus, even as she has blessed this prayer line with those lyrics tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that was not just for our sister, but, Lord, all of us in hearing, in the name of Jesus, it's not over until you say it's over. Now for Sister Sarita, Lord, in the name of Jesus, minister to her. Hallelujah. She is standing in the need of prayer tonight, and even as she has esteemed others higher than herself, Lord, give her a special blessing in the name of Jesus. Even what she's walking through, she found an out robbery to lift up her sister in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, put your hand on her. Allow your favor to overtake her in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you that the desires of our heart will be met by you in this season, Lord. I thank you that, behold, you are doing a new thing. Do we not perceive it? So, Lord, I thank you. Glory be to God that you're opening doors, Lord, that you're showing her in the name of Jesus that your hand is on her life, and goodness and mercy, they are following her. So, Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus as she walked by faith and not by sight. Glory be to God that you are going to get your glory. She's going to prosper. She's going to be in good health, even as her soul, Lord, begins to grow and mature in the things of God. So, Lord, anoint her afresh and anew, a supernatural impartation upon her life in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost power, Lord, and we thank you in advance. We praise you in advance, and we give you praise on this side of her breakthrough. I feel the Holy Ghost. Lord, thank you for the miracle that she's about to partake of. Thank you for the breakthrough that she's about to witness. And thank you, Lord, for her testimony in the name of Jesus, that even in this, you're going to get the glory. So, Lord, I thank you for my sister tonight. I thank you for her faithfulness to the area of prayer. And I thank you, Lord, even as she blessed us with the spirit of song on tonight, that you would put a song in her heart, that you would keep a song on her lips, and that the praises of the Lord will be yea and amen all the days of her life. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I would say to you on today, hallelujah, that he is expanding your territories, hallelujah. I see a whirlwind. It's a whirlwind. As I passed a prayer for you, I saw a whirlwind. It was a whirlwind, and you were in the center, like the eye of the storm, and you were in the center of the whirlwind, and you were going around and around. It's almost like you see the cartoons, and you see that tornado, and you see the person in the middle, and you're going around and around and around, and you're like, God, when am I going to come out of this whirlwind? And God is saying, I'm shaking. There's a shifting and a repositioning taking place. And God says, I've allowed fresh winds to be blowing your way. They're fresh winds, because even in the middle of the whirlwind, God says, I'm in the middle of it, and I'm working things out for your good. Because also there's darkness all around. In the middle, there's a bright light. My God, I'm not talking about coming out of it and seeing the light, but in the middle there's a bright light, and you're right in the center of God's will. God will say to you on today that you're in the center of his will, and there's expansion coming your way. There's expansion coming your way. God is saying this whirlwind is going to, this fresh wind is going to blow you, my God, into another realm. My God, you're getting ready to go to another realm of power and another realm of dominion. God is giving you another realm of terror for the kingdom, for his kingdom, because you have not served him selfishly, but selflessly. God says, this is what I'm going to do for you and through you. And there are many who are going to look on your life, and they're going to look in awe and wonder how the heck you got where God is taking you. Get ready, my sister, because you're the tent of your, they're being expanded. The borders of your tent are being, and I said tents are being expanded, and that will be what the Lord will want me to release to you today in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Man, hallelujah. Continue to listen, my sister. We are tarrying tonight. Area code 908, your microphone is open. Hallelujah. You've been persistent. This is real Christianity tonight. This is real love. This is what church is all about. We're not about having church and play in church, but this is real ministry, real deliverance, and real healing. The love and the prayer and the power that's on this line tonight, this is what Jesus and God is pleased with. So area code 908, we're going to tarry tonight. What's on your heart? To God be the glory.
Yes, Pastor Anthony, do you hear me?
Yes. God bless you, my brother. We can hear you. Amen.
Okay, I just wanted to start by saying that I am so ever grateful, although I don't deserve it, for not only my wife Daniela, but all the hell that we have faced it, you know, thus far. And I know other people going through far way more. We are forever grateful, not only that I'm going to be, you know, reaching another year in my life, but that I'm on a road of recovery. I no longer look back to my old ways.
Yeah.
And I also want to request, you know, a prayer for healing for my wife, because just a little while ago, she was feeling lightheaded. And I know that's the enemy attacking her. And whenever he can't attack me, he definitely tries to attack her.
Yeah.
I'm just so grateful for the fact that she holds me down. She always makes sure that I'm eating. She always makes sure that home is clean, despite what people may say. She takes care of home like no other. I am so grateful for her, and she knows that I love her. I just want to continue to request prayer for favor over her life, to tell her to hold on, that God is coming through with her breakthrough. What's for
yes.
her, it's for no one else. And when I feel like I can't go on, I will continue to say yes to you, Lord.
Yes. Wow.
Amen, my brother. You don't understand.
Yes.
Your own words tonight carry so much power that your wife has a breakthrough already. Like the blessings of the Lord is already on your home. As the man of your house and the man of your household, as the husband who is the covering of your wife, your own words, even before I pray tonight, has already set God in motion in the name of Jesus. Speak
Thank
a thing,
you.
The Bible says, and decree a thing, and it shall be so. So, my brother, even as you spoke, you don't even realize you declared and decreed over your wife's life, she is already blessed and a breakthrough has already taken place.
Jesus.
I'm
Thank
just going to touch
Hallelujah.
And agree. Father, in
yes.
the name of Jesus, even as I touch and agree with this husband,
yes.
as this man of God, who week by week is getting stronger and stronger, there are many men in our day who are not serving you. There are many husbands in our day who are not thinking about God. There are many fathers and many men of God, Lord, who don't reverence you like our brother Amel. So I thank you in the name of Jesus, even as he sees himself, sometimes he sees himself as being inadequate in the things of God.
Yes.
Lord, I thank you that he is so much further than many men that I know who are fronting. I thank you for his humility. I thank you that he is humble. I thank you, Lord, that he knows that you are a real God that can change him as a real man and make him better day by day, month by month, and year by year. So, Lord, thank you that you keep him on this path. Lord, he got a testimony, but he's going to win many men to Christ. He's going to, as a school teacher, Lord, he's going to even win many students to Christ by his example. In the name
of
Jesus, Lord, help him to walk under the anointing that you put on him. Lord, help his heart. In the name of Jesus,
yes,
to continue to cover his wife, to continue to be the husband that you called him to be, to continue to be a man of God in this hour that young men on the street can look to and say something about that brother that I want to know his God. So, Lord, I thank you for my brother. I thank you for his witness. I thank you for his testimony. And I thank you for his desire, God, to know you better in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, continue to strengthen him. Continue to educate him and continue to anoint him in the name of Jesus. So, my brother, you had the final word on tonight. We're going
to
close out. We pray for Sister Daniela.
Yes.
We pray for your wife tonight.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Father, we pray for Sister Daniela right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we love you. We bless your name. We worship you on tonight, God. We thank you for the woman of God, Father God, who stands by the side of this man of God, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for their partnership that you have put them together, whom you have joined together. Let no man put asunder, oh God. We seek a blessing over her life, God, and I bind up the spirit of sickness that's trying to apprehend her and try to take root in her life, God.
God. I bind up that spirit of sickness, that spirit of not feeling discouraged, that spirit of not feeling adequate. I bind it up. I break every chain in her life right now in the name of Jesus. I come against that spirit that's trying to strangle off her purpose, trying to keep her from moving forth in the power that you have already given her, oh God. I come against that spirit that will try to frustrate her in the name of Jesus and make her feel like giving up. I come against every stronghold, God, that will set itself up against her in the name of Jesus. I come against every dividing spirit that will try to come against her and her husband. I come against every childhood memory, every demon on assignment that's trying to make her feel that she's not beautiful, that she's not adequate, that she's not wonderfully and fearfully made. I feel God right now. I chop up every demon. I cut off the head of every demon on assignment, every giant that is raising his head against her. I declare and decree that she is more than a conqueror, that she is already glorious, that she is already healed. I speak healing over her life right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, have your way. Bless this man. Bless this woman of God. The Lord will say unto you on today, Brother Mel and Sister Daniela, that I have not seen, nor has ear heard. You have not seen, nor have you heard with your ear, nor have you even imagined in your imagination what he's about to do for you. You have been counted out as the least likely to succeed. And God is saying, I am taking you from what many would consider to be the bottom, and I am putting you on top. Like David, who was counted out by his own father. Like David, who was counted out by his own father. Out of the eight brothers, he was the last to be brought before the prophet. And God is saying, like David, I have put a fresh anointing on your life, man of God. I have brought you from the least of them, and I'm bringing you to be the one that will stand up in your family, in your neighborhood, in your school, on your job. And I have raised you up to be the one that will bring my name glory. Your marriage is going to bring my name glory. Your life is going to bring my name glory. And God says, I have called you to be a servant in the church. God is raising you up to serve him even in the sanctuary. I know what the devil's tried to do, but God has, I have called you to serve my manservant in the sanctuary. God says, I'm raising you up to be a servant. You're a faithful servant, and I already put it in your heart. And God says, it shall be so in the name of Jesus. And God says, everything that I have spoken over your life shall come to pass because of your faith. Because you have faith as a mustard seed. Because you believe me, says God, it shall come to pass in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. As we go down from this place tonight, hallelujah. As we go down from this place tonight, to God be all the glory. To God be all the glory. To God be all the glory. Hallelujah. Lord, we bless your name on tonight. We glorify your name. Hallelujah. There's none like you. There's none like you, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. And your wife shall walk in her call. She shall walk in the call that the Lord has on her life. We declare it and decree it in the name of Jesus. We find up Satan even off of the call that he has on this woman of God's life. In the name of Jesus, he shall be rooted and grounded in the church. And God's going to take you, even as you begin to serve him and begin to faithfully and diligently seek him, God's going to take you, and he's going to put you in your rightful position. In the name
of Jesus.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Well, people of God, God moved in a mighty way tonight. Every microphone is open. Can we just give him praise just for a minute? Can you get 30 seconds out of your time? Can you get 30 seconds out of your mouth for praise him? Can you give God just 10 more seconds to praise him in the name of Jesus? He is so worthy. He is so worthy. Even just what happened over the last hour, he's worthy to be praised. Glory be to God. Breakthrough has taken place tonight. Miracles have been manifested on tonight. Hallelujah.
God, in the name of Jesus, through demonstration, hallelujah, the power of prayer tonight, in the name of Jesus, is going to bring God glory. We worship you, Lord. We magnify your name tonight. We came to glorify the name of Jesus. We thank you for the blood. We thank you for the favor of God. We thank you that you are the all-sufficient one. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You are Jehovah Nisi. Lord, you reign. Glory be to God. So we magnify the name of Jesus tonight. That name which is above every name. The Bible says every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess. You are God. We are praying to God tonight. We are praying in the name of Jesus tonight. What we bind on earth tonight, it will be bound in heaven. And what we loose on earth tonight, it will be loose in heaven. So we bind up the devil tonight. We bind up the plan of the enemy on tonight. We bind up Lucifer on tonight. We bind up every enemy on tonight. We bind up our enemy and our hater on tonight. And Lord, we lose praise. Come on, church. 30 more seconds in the name of Jesus. Give God praise on tonight. Give him glory. Come on. Come on, people of God. Give God the praise on tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We love you, God. And we magnify your name. Hallelujah. 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 People of God,
God in the highest.
Continue.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need to save souls. We need to save souls. Hallelujah.
Yes,
as we have praised, worship God, and magnified his name, even as we have gotten our breakthrough, we need to save souls on tonight. This church, this ministry, New Creation Christian Ministries Church, has a mission to save 500,000 souls for Jesus this year. Whether whatever avenue we are on, when you hear our voices, we are trying and we are endeavoring to save souls, to set to break shackles, to change lives. But right now, we need to save souls. If there's anyone who's listening, whether it's the archives or even alive, and you're not saved, we want you to be saved. You know, we sometimes get scared of ministry because when you get scared of ministry, you think about it. Is it something you're trying to get for you, or is it something you're trying to give that person that you're ministering to? And we're trying to give somebody salvation on tonight. So we're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because we know there is power in this gospel. The power to snatch people from the pit of hell. The power to open the eyes of the blind. So we are saving souls. And if you're not saved, we want you to confess with your mouth right now. God, I believe on tonight that Jesus Christ is your Son. I believe that he came, that he lived, that he was crucified, that he died, that he gave up the ghost, that he was buried for me, for my sins, for my sins. I'll never know how much it cost for him to see my sin upon that cross. And today, I declare out of my mouth that I am a believer. Any believers out there, I am a believer. I believe. I don't know about everybody else, but I believe. Declare today, I believe that Jesus is who my Bible and who this preacher says he is. And I receive him today as my personal Lord and Savior. I repent of my sins. And I declare today that I am saved. That's you. Go ahead and give God the
the glory because you are saved. Hallelujah. And
glory,
really,
glory.
Over to the church and let us baptize you with water and the fire of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Mm-hmm. Contact us. We want to baptize you and seal this thing with fire and the power of the Holy Ghost. You're already saved, but we want to show an outward witness of your salvation. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord. Now we declare the creed that every person that declared and prayed this prayer is saved. In Jesus' name, contact us so we can help you with your walk. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. And this is, we got just two more minutes, but that's what this church is all about, saving souls. Hundreds of people listen to our archives, our Lords of Prayer. People understand that, you know, the prophet Ezekiel and Isaiah said, raise up intercessors. So we thank God for you on tonight. It's about saving souls, church. Don't forget that. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Go in peace.
Amen.
Serve the Lord. Just listen to this song as we go out, down from this place, never from his presence. Go in peace and serve the Lord. We love you.
Love you.
We love you. God bless. Good night, everyone.
God bless.
Good night. Good night.
God. Hallelujah. Father God, we just pray for Mother May Thomas right now in the name of Jesus, who's in Florida, oh God. Lord, we lift her up to you on today, and we just thank you for the spirit of worship, the spirit of praise that has gone forth on this prayer line. But I pray for my mother right now, God, in the name of Jesus, who's a part of this ministry, who has relocated to Florida. Lord, I ask that you continue to bless her, continue to keep her, continue to give her a peace that surpasses all understanding. Lord, I ask that you continue to direct her footsteps, even to finding a new place of worship, Father God, where she, Father God, can be planted, Father God, and continue to grow in you, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for these avenues, Father God, where she can continue to be connected to her church, oh God. And Lord, we just ask that you will continue to bless her children, my sisters and my brother, oh God. Continue, Father God, to knit this family together, God. We bind up the hand of Satan that will even come against this family, God. We thank you, Lord, that everybody in this family is healed, delivered, set free, and that this family, Father God, is standing strong. We thank you for her health, God. We thank you for a good doctor's report. We thank you, Lord, for your hand upon her life. We thank you, Lord, that she is still yet a servant in your church, that she's still yet your deacon, oh God, your woman servant, God. We thank you for stirring up the fire and stirring up the embers and the flames in her belly, God. Keep your word afresh and anew in her belly, God. Keep her heart filled with hope, oh God. Heal her of any hurt, God. Heal her of anything that's hurting her on today, God. So, Lord, we just thank you for Mother May Thomas, even as we go down from this place, God, but never from your presence. Continue to have your way in her life and in the lives of each and every one of her children, near and far. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you, Mother. We love you. God bless you. We love you, Mom. Amen.
Love you too, daughter. God bless you. Amen.
You're welcome. Love you, Mom.
Love you, son. God
Amen.
Bless y'all.
Amen. God bless you. That's me a coconut cake. It's a banana pudding. I love you. Talk to you soon, Mom. God bless you. Good night, everybody.
God bless you. Good night.
Amen. Good night. Amen. Hallelujah.